The latest corn production forecast for this year by USDA calls for more bushels than many expected. And National Corn Growers Association CEO Chris Novak says that makes it all the more important that EPA maintain the obligations under the renewable fuel standard at levels intended by the statute.
If USDA is correct and we're looking at a 13.6 billion bushel crop, then that makes the EPA's decisions on the renewable volume obligations even more disappointing. As we've looked at and analyzed EPA's announcement over the 3 years, it is essentially about 3 billion gallons of ethanol demand that they have eliminated with the stroke of their pen. That amounts to about 1.5 billion bushels. And as we're looking at a record corn crop in 2013, a record corn crop in 2014, one of the larger corn crops in history projected then for this year, we certainly are needing those types of market opportunities that ethanol is providing to us.
Novak says the NCGA Board of Farmers has already discussed the possibility of legal action if EPA refuses to set the standards at the appropriate level.
Every farmer knows that if you've got to fix a problem, you have to have the right tools. You know, you generally resort to the hammer as the last tool to use to fix a problem, and yet sometimes you do need to have that hammer. And I think we're at the point where, you know, we have reached out, we've engaged with EPA, we have provided hundreds of thousands of comments. We have seen technical errors, and there's some acknowledgement from EPA that they did make technical errors, and yet those are things that when you're almost 2 years past what should have been the deadline for issuing these rules, and you're still making these types of technical mistakes, you clearly are not doing the due diligence that's necessary to get the rule right. And I think that's one of the reasons why, as I have talked with our producers, they are committed to say if EPA's final rule does not reflect the statute, adhering to congressional intent, then we'll utilize the legal options that are available.
Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.